Another story that we also noticed this month is about the microbiome. Now they've sequenced the human genome, they're also trying to move on to sequencing all the bugs in our gut. Is this possible now, do you reckon?
It certainly looks like that. I mean, we've got so much more powerful genetic sequencing technology compared to, you know, 10 or even 2 or 3 years ago. And it's just really exciting, the amount of data you can get out of this. And I suppose the funny thing about this research is we don't really know what we're going to do with the data yet. We've got this amazing potential for finding out all kinds of cool things, but we don't know what those cool things are going to be. So a lot of the coverage is a bit like, is this hope? Is it hype? What are we going to do with it? How is it going to help people? And we don't know yet, but I don't think that's a reason why we shouldn't be doing it. I think it looks really exciting and it could have a lot of interesting applications for lots of kinds of diseases.
Yeah, some of the coverage I was seeing was saying, well, we sequenced the human genome and, you know, it hasn't solved everything. But I don't think that's a reason not to do this, because actually, when you think about it, manipulating the bugs in your gut is probably easier than trying to develop drugs that target gene faults. Because have you seen the stuff about poo transplants? This is great. Have you seen this?
It's really cool. Yeah, that just sounds amazing. So it's kind of taking all the bugs from someone else's gut and transplanting them into somebody who's maybe affected by autoimmune problems, or they might have something wrong with their digestion. And in some people, it seems to have really amazing effects. And it's, again, you know, don't really know what's going on there. But if we can figure out how all these little bugs are interacting, how they affect people, then we could maybe work out a nicer way to do that that doesn't involve transplanting poo.
I don't know if it works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.